This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Paramount Sports, Lee Sterling, he joins, and we love him. We pick some games. He picks some games. We talk about them with him. We have some general nonsense, banter, and fun, and we do that right now. Lee, a happy good morning from Western Pennsylvania. How you doing?
I was great until about 30 minutes after the game last night. So what happened is I'm feeling great. Mm-hmm. Dallas wins. My hockey games are going well, waiting on a couple basketball finals. And my daughter calls me from New York City and breaks the news she has a boyfriend.
Oh, boy.
And where did he go to school?
Florida State.
Penn State.
Oh, okay.
So he's a good guy.
You can love that right out of Chris. Good guy, automatically.
Yeah.
I don't think he's too impartial enough. So what do you think, guys, Colin?
Well, tell me about the guy. What's he do? I don't care where he went to school. What's he do? Is he a deadbeat or does he have a job?
No, he has a job. He has a good job.
Oh, well, then, I mean, what are you worried about?
Probably all right. Where's he from originally?
Yeah, where's he from?
Is he from originally?
Yes.
Originally, he's actually from Boca Raton, Florida. Oh, so.
Well, then, wow. Don't forget it.
I mean, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Then
so,
you're fine.
Yeah.
One of you.
I think it's okay.
He's one of you.
What's his mom and dad all about? Do you know anything about them?
Not much yet. So we'll find out soon, I'm sure.
So is this the kind of boyfriend that's going to make the trip home in a couple weeks for Christmas?
No, we're actually going up there for the holidays.
Oh.
We're
going to
be there for the Christmas and New Year's holiday. So, But she told me we'll meet him. So, every dad, you know, you want your little girl just feel a little better when they don't have the boyfriend.
Well, I think he'll be okay. I don't think that, like, there's no real, like, South Central Boca. So I think
right.
The kid's doing okay. You know what I
yeah,
mean?
I think you're right. It could be worse. He could have gone to Florida State.
There you go. There's that.
All
right, let's pick some games. Yep. Let's get right after it as we're talking a little college football with Lee and professional football as well. Cincinnati. Now, nobody knows what's going to happen with the college football playoffs, but this one, I think they could do well to go ahead and blow the doors off of Houston. It might be good for their cause. So Cincinnati, the number's right there around double digits. You see 9.5, you see 10, some places 10.5. It's right there around 10. What do you like here, Lee?
So Houston started off the year. They're leading the first game 21-3. They're blowing out Texas Tech, and then just the doors fell off in that game. They lost by more than two touchdowns in that game, which was shocking. And then under the radar, they went 11 straight, all by more than a touchdown. So I think Cincinnati is really good. They do have some lapses where for 4 or 5 minutes, it seems like every game, they'll commit a turnover, allow a receiver to get behind the secondary, and all of a sudden what might have been a three-touchdown lead is a touchdown lead. Desmond Ritter's really good. I think just a level below the Heisman quarterbacks that are going to be going to New York. But Clayton Tune is right there also, a three-year starter, dual threat here. And Houston, people think of them as an offensive juggernaut. Not the case. More of a defensive team, number six in the land in defense. And they might have the best player on the field in cornerback returner Marcus Jones here. I think the pressure's on Cincinnati here. Wrong team favored. They get upset 31-27.
Holgorsen, baby.
Whoa.
Dana Holgorsen.
He's out of his mind.
Whoa.
Houston is going to beat him straight up. Wow.
This is huge.
Wow, that's a big
throw
call.
The playoff into turmoil.
Wow.
People get mad because Notre Dame will get in. Oh, my gosh. I love it. Michigan, Iowa in the Big Ten championship game. Lee, 10.5. Yep. Am I crazy for thinking that's too much?
Yeah, you're crazy.
Okay.
Here's the problem. When Iowa gets a first down, you almost feel like getting up out of your seat and applauding. I mean, it is that tough for them to move the ball. Their receivers get no separation. Their two quarterbacks, Petras and Padilla, these guys are pedestrian at best. The play calling isn't good. If they fall behind by 7 or 10 points, they got to start throwing while they're in trouble. I mean, Aiden Hutchinson, I mean, here's a guy, a dark horse. He could end up, he gets 2-3 sacks, and let's say Bryce Young doesn't have a big game. He could end up, you know, vaulting and being right in there for the Heisman. So they have 32 sacks of the season, does this defense. They're allowing just 54% completion percentage and 3 yards a carry over the last four games here. I think Michigan is rolling right now. I'm going to take them here. Sometimes you got to lay it if you want to play it, 34-13.
All right, Lee, speaking of Heisman, Kenny Heisman, Pitt Panthers, -3 against Wake Forest in Charlotte. Is this even, I mean, some people are saying it's a home game for Wake Forest. Is it really?
No. They only have about 14,000 fans. So they do all kinds of giveaways, anything they can do to get people in the stands. I've been to games there. It's not much going on. I think that this is going to be a fun game to watch. I mean, you got the Wake Forest offense, third in the nation, 42.9 points per game. And Pitt, 42.8 points per game. Now, they have a little bit different offense and spread than most teams. So what they do with their quarterback, Hartman, is he doesn't, you know, sit back at 7-8 yards. He sits there and rides that running back with the RPO, and he stands sometimes 2-3 yards behind the line of scrimmage determining whether he's going to run or throw the ball. So puts a little more stress on the linebackers. He's really good at what he does. But I just think that Kenny's a little bit more mobile and makes things happen with his feet. And also, the Pitt defense better, 46 sacks, second nationally. And Wake Forest, unless they blitz, they really don't get much pressure on the quarterback here. Shootout, Kenny Heisman, 48-42.
Oh, yeah! You're making people happy around here, Lee. I know that much.
I like it.
Yeah. Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. I cannot figure out the first pro game on your card at all. I can't figure out either one of these teams. I don't know what to do with it. My mind tells me if I were betting not to even touch this game. Nonetheless, Cincinnati and Los Angeles, the Chargers. These teams have been so up and down, both of them, all year.
Yep.
What's the story here?
It is a tough game, but we tackle the tough games too. And if Cincinnati played Pittsburgh, they'd be undefeated. They play at a different level. But their game plan has been good the last two games they played, and they run the football with Joe Mixon. 28-30 carries, taking some of the stress off Joe Burrow. He can't throw the ball 40, 45 times. That's not a recipe to win a lot of games. In those two games, we ran 28-30 times, 288 yards, 4 touchdowns here. Also take some of the pressure off the defense. So I think the Chargers have a lot of talent, but they have some weaknesses. So a lot of problems on the offensive and defensive line. They have a lack of depth in the trenches. Their secondary isn't very good here. And I think Cincinnati right now is finally on a roll here. I think they're a legitimate playoff contender. I'm taking the Bengals 30-21.
Wow. Okay. That brings us to the big matchup of the weekend around here and in the AFC North. Ravens visiting Heinz Field Sunday, 4:25 kickoff, and laying 4.5 against the Steelers, Lee.
Well, it seems like most weeks we're sitting there on Twitter deciding who is the worst player of the game. I mean, instead of the MVP, it should be the worst player. And one of the ones last week was James Pierre. I mean, it was awful. I mean, they got to have Hayden back. That's their only shot here. They got to mix up their coverages here. You know, you just follow the Miami blueprint, what they did a couple Thursdays ago against Baltimore. They got to get some takeaways. 29th in the league with just 9. I just don't think it's good enough. I think Baltimore's too much for them. I think Baltimore wins this game here, 28-17.
Oh, okay. All right. Game of the week, Lee, Buffalo and New England. This used to be a no-brainer that Tom Brady'd walk in and beat Buffalo, whether it was in Orchard Park, whether it was in Foxborough, it didn't matter. Now this game's a lot different since Brady has gone south, and this is going to be your game of the week, right?
Yeah. See something I like here. Anyone wants to get it, just call 800-400-9741. We'll give you the game for free. And how about this? We call this month Double Down December.
Sure do.
Last December, started December through the Super Bowl, we won 37 of the last 46 games. One of the best runs we've ever had with our company. And this is what I'm going to do. I want so many people to join me, and I think I can win for them. If they want to jump on for December, on the website it says $297. Use coupon code SAVE200. Just $97 for everything in the month of December in football. You want to go through the Super Bowl, which is now mid-February because they add an extra week to the season. Just $197. Use coupon code SAVE300. So coupon code SAVE200 for Double Down December. Coupon code SAVE300 through the Super Bowl. Let's finish strong.
Yeah, you think this Boca guy bets games? You talked to him about this?
Yeah, I heard he does. Yeah, okay. Yeah, he's in a couple fantasy leagues. You know, you know how they are. They soften you up first. She asks, "How was your night? Great. You know, Dallas won.
Right.
Great. You know, did you have a good day at work? You know, okay." And I even said, "You know, why all of a sudden, you know, are you so interested in my day?" She goes, "Well," and then I got the news. And then she says, by the way, you know, you always by the way. So, then I heard, you know, all the good things. Oh, he made me dinner.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
okay. Well,
candles,
nice.
You know, okay. He bought my favorite candle. I said, does mom know? Of course she knew 2-3 days ago.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Dad's
always last to know.
I have a feeling you're going to approve that this guy's going to be okay.
Okay. Well, after the holidays, I'll give you a full report.
We want one. Yeah,
we want one.
I got to test him. I'm going to make sure. I'll see if he knows the starting offense and defense for Penn State.
This year?
Well, at least this year, going back to when he started. I think he's 25. So since the time he was a freshman.
Okay.
I mean, like Diner, he's got to be tested, right?
Gotcha. Exactly. Yes, for sure. Exactly. You think he's a James Franklin fan, yes or no?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, Lee. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Lee.
Right, bye. Such a good guy. I love him. How about, though?
He's really on pins and needles,
yeah,
on
he's
edge
nervous
here
about
this boyfriend.
He is. I'm on edge about Houston. There's no way Houston's going to be. Cincinnati, although it's not a crazy pick.
It's not crazy. That's the thing. And Lee just gives it more weight, more credence. I'm like, man. Maybe
you know that game's going to go one of two ways. Lee is going to be dead right, or Cincinnati's absolutely going to blow
run
them
out the building.
Out.
Yeah.
And he's never going to be right.
Holgorsen won't let that happen. He can't.
If I had to bet one way or the other, I would bet that Cincinnati's going to drill him.
I think I'm leaning towards the Cougs now.
I am too. I was even before Lee. I thought 10 points, man. Houston's won 11 straight games.
Well,
yeah, but the
and
upset.
Plus it's Holgorsen.
To call the upset. That's big.
I know.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. You know all about the black and gold, but now it's time to get an in-depth look at this week's opposition as The Fan Morning Show goes into enemy territory and has your view from the other side.
Head coach John Harbaugh.
Yeah, we have a great relationship. I have a lot of respect for Coach Tomlin, for the whole organization over there. I've got other friends in the organization over there, their players. Everything about the Steelers you have to respect. Yeah, Coach Tomlin and I get along really well, I feel like. But we're certainly rivals because the Ravens are and the Steelers are rivals, so we're going to be rivals.
It's an old, tired cliche, but it may apply here. When these two teams get together, you just toss out the records.
It's not the way I would even think about it. I mean, that's a really good football team we're playing. This is a football team that's had a ton of success this year.
Defensive coordinator Wink Martindale.
It's a completely different feeling coming in this week because we know how big this game is and the rivalry with it. It re-energizes you. It does as a coach, and the players see it too, and the young ones will find out about it. And you know, I told them that you want to be known in this city, play well against Pittsburgh.
Nose tackle Brandon Williams.
The biggest thing I remember is Sizz coming to the locker room or saying in the meeting, and saying that this game will define you as a Raven. That this game is pretty much will prove if you're a Raven or not. This game, this team we're about to face, I mean, a lot of respect, but it is a rivalry.
Quarterback Lamar Jackson.
Bad passes, inaccurate, underthrown passes. That's all I see now. Bad reads. I look like a rookie. Starting with watching film, like I did yesterday, I watched film, watched the game, and
like I said, it was a horrible game. And, you know, start when I get back out here and practice and get my chemistry back and just hit the ground running. I let it fester. I need to feel it. I need to feel that pain. Now, that's pain right there, you know. Defense making great stops, and I'm putting my defense back out there right away. Like, it was happening right away. And I'm looking at film. All right, they stop them. We get back on the field, interception. I'm like, what the f-? Like, I'm watching the film like it's fake. It's like, bro, to me, red doesn't really mean anything in the league, you know. When you it's any given Sunday. You know, you can't look at an opponent and look at their record and be like, oh, yeah, this is going to be one of these type of games. You can't do that. If you're doing that, you know, you got the wrong mindset playing football in the league, period.
Former Steeler Al Villanueva.
Steeler on the other sideline this time.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see when I cross that bridge. If Marquise Pouncey was playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers, that game is not happening. That game will turn to blows, you know, between me and him. I'll probably line up at nose, and he'll line up at the end, and it's going to be unfortunately, like, you know, the whole game. You know, me being a new team and a new system with new teammates, and in this journey that we have, you know, we have to be really, you know, at our best. And we're going against a very good football team and amazing defense. That's just more motivation to prepare harder, to, you know, go harder practice, and, you know, to try to fight this very good team.
All right, great stuff. Producer Matt puts that all together. Sounds from the other side. Odds and ends coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Here we go. We got some music for odds and ends. Let's go.
There it is.
Yeah. All right. So, 13.5 is the number. Over or under? Steelers first half points. Jim?
Under.
Under. Chris?
Under.
Matt?
Yes, under as well.
The whole game.
I will go over. I think they'll score two touchdowns in the first half.
Okay.
Whoa.
13.5 also. Jim, same number. Over, under. Najee Harris carries.
Over.
Hmm.
Chris?
Over.
I hope over. I think it'll be over.
Oh, just over, like 14, 15.
Okay. 6.5. Jim, over, under. Deontay Johnson catches.
I'm going to go under. Probably 6 is the number I had in mind.
Matt?
I'll go over.
Chris?
Yeah, over, like 8 or 9.
I'll go over. Jim, will they show the PPG Place skating rink?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. You say absolutely. I say... No, they'll miss it.
No, I think they get it.
It'll be dark.
This is the number one
by that
crew.
Time, so they got, yeah.
It's the number one crew. It's Good Nance call. And Romo. They got the best of the best on this.
Dark
one.
By that time. What do you say,
Matt? I'll say no.
Okay. 289.5. Ben's passing yards. Over, under. Jim, 289.5.
Under.
Chris?
Under.
I'm going under.
Yeah, under.
Okay. 227.5. Lamar Jackson's passing yards. 227.5.
Ooh.
Jim?
Boy. All it takes is one, right? But I'm going to say under because they're going to run the ball.
Yeah, I'll say under like 190-something.
I'm going over.
I'll say just under. Gets over 200, but under 227.
Jim, 0.5. Carries for Kalen Ballage.
Over.
Yeah, over.
I'm going over. Just one.
Under.
Okay.
Wishful thinking.
Will they say, Jim, the word Afghanistan?
Boy. Huh. I'm gonna say no.
Chris?
I'll say I think I'm with Jim. I think they keep the Al Villanueva storytelling to just a former Steeler.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got to highlight him pretty extensively, right? So I'm gonna say yes.
I think they will. I think they'll use the word Afghanistan at some point. Over under, Jim, Lamar Jackson rushing yards, 58.5.
Over.
Chris?
Yeah, I think he's over. I think he rips off one big one.
Me too. I think he's over.
Me too.
All right, Jim, will they show Ray Lewis? Not in the person, in the flesh, just the highlight of Ray Lewis.
Oh, yeah. They'll be, and hopefully they'll show Kreider in the same picture. That would be great, but I'm going to say yes.
Okay, Chris?
Yes.
Yeah, he's going to be doing his stupid little dance that he always did pregame.
Okay. Jim, will they show a moving incline?
Man, I hope so, but I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no. Too cliched.
I think they will.
I say yes.
Okay, a moving incline. Okay, the over-under on attendance, over or under 60,000 flat. The average so far this year for the home dates has been 60,324. Over under 60.
What's the weather supposed to be like?
I'm gonna say over.
Okay.
Just because this is kind of a last gasp game for them. Okay. I think yeah. It's the Ravens. So I'm gonna go over.
Chris?
Yeah, I think as long as it's not raining on Sunday, I go over as
I
well.
Say 61,000. Yeah. What do you got, yeah. Matt?
Ravens Steelers, I'll say over.
Okay. Will they show someone in a Santa suit? Jim.
Oh yeah.
Chris?
Yes, a black and gold Santa.
Matt?
Santa hat, maybe? I won't go full Santa suit.
I'll say no. Over-under's 2.5. Jim, the amounts of WTFs on your yellow paper.
Over.
Over?
Well,
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to say at least 3.
Okay. Chris?
I say under. He'll be too just
I'll be
frustrated
at the game,
and,
though,
and
press
negative
box, so
to
sometimes
be WTFing on everything.
I'm going to say under.
He's been averaging like 3
I know,
a game.
Yeah, that's why I said 2.5.
Yeah, so I'll say 3.
Jim, will they mention Chase Claypool and music in the same sentence?
Oh, yeah.
They'll highlight that story?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I agree. Yeah.
I agree. Reluctantly, I agree.
Sure.
All right, what do you got?
Yep.
Okay. Will they play a Christmas song in or out of a break? Yes or no?
Yes, absolutely.
Jim?
Oh, probably. Yeah.
Matt?
Guaranteed, yes.
Guaranteed?
Guaranteed.
Okay, 1.5. Over, under. Jim, roughing the passer calls.
Under.
Chris?
Under.
I'm going over. There's going to be 2. Because of the way Lamar Jackson moves around and everything, I'm going to go 2.
That's interesting. Because when do you consider him a runner? At what point?
That's going
to
be the problem.
The line of scrimmage?
That's going to be the problem.
All right. I'll say 1 under.
Okay. Will the word, Jim, Flacco be mentioned, uttered?
You might even see him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we'll get the full. We might even get the full Flacco replay. Remember, that's a Nance call. They might want to highlight it.
What do you got?
I'll say no.
I'll say yes. Okay. Jim, will they mention the University of Michigan football team, Jim, at any point?
Yes.
Yes?
Depends. If Michigan wins and gets the playoff spot solidified, they will definitely mention it.
I agree with Chris.
I think they're going to mention them either way. All right, last one. Over, under, catches 2.5. James Washington, Jim.
Under.
Matt?
Yeah, I'll say under 2.
I'm going under. He's going to catch 2.
Yeah, under.
All right, my player that's going to surprise you some, we're going to be talking about a certain play Presley Harvin was involved in.
Oh, my. That's never a good sign.
It might be good. It might be bad. We're going to be talking about him on Monday. Matt?
I'll say Alex Highsmith comes off the edge, little strip sack of Lamar Jackson.
Jim?
You say good or bad, right?
Yeah.
Justin Lane.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my.
All right.
I'm not even picking anybody in black and gold this week. I mistakenly called him Tyus Edwards earlier in the show. Tyus Bowser is going to have a big play, probably like a strip sack of Ben
Power
or
back.
Drop back into Power. The flat and have a pick six or something crazy like that.
There it is. Why don't you tell us about all this before we talk to Vinny Serrato?
Yeah, you could take all this stuff, all the overs, all the unders, all those numbers, turn them into all those props, maybe a same-game parlay with FanDuel. That's the way to do it. The playoffs are right around the corner, and this is a huge game. Steelers want to stay alive in any kind of conversation. You know they've got to win. Maybe you like them to pull it off. Maybe you just like them to cover the spread. Maybe you like one of those overpassing totals that we talked about. Could be an under, too. Could be an over on running attempts or catches. It's all available. Insane a number of bets at FanDuel. It's why, just another reason, they're America's number one sports book. Get one of those same game parlay bonuses that's live this weekend. You bet $20 in same game parlay bets, you get a $10 bonus from FanDuel. Just take the beginnings that we gave you in odds and ends and turn it into a win with FanDuel. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Vinny Serrato next. I love the text line during odds and ends. It just says over or under or over. Like, I know which one you're talking about. We gave 25 of them, but keep it coming. 412-928-9370. Vinny Serrato, 105.7 The Fan. Coming up next here on the Fan Morning Show. All right, love going out to the hotline talking to this guy. You know, it's Ravens week when we talk to him. Vinny Serrato, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Vinny, a very good Friday morning to you. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing today? I mean, big weekend. It's playing and the Steelers.
Listen to you. You got a pep in your step. You're ready for Sunday, aren't you?
Yeah, Notre Dame got a new coach, got rid of that piece of crap Kelly. We're all good.
I know. It's great. Yes. It's a great weekend. And now, look, I keep looking at things. Now, the Ravens are 8-3, but do you have a pulse on what they are at 8-3? Like, it seems like to me they're 8-3, but they could lose any week, win any week still.
They're extremely lucky. You know, I mean, they've scored one touchdown in the last three games. In each game, they scored one offensive touchdown. It's crazy. You know, their offensive line is not good. You know, they don't have a running game other than Lamar. And the defense, they've been playing better as of late, but they still give up some big plays. They have a lot of mental errors on defense. And they were really having a lot of tackling issues. Last week, they tackled much better, you know, and they just find a way to win at the end somehow, some way. I mean, they could be 3-8.
Well, that's surprising to me, Vinny, that you'd go so far as to say they could be 3-8. When you say that they're just coming up with the big play at the right time, is that all baked into Lamar Jackson and what he's doing? Because I've seen him put the ball on the ground a ton this year. I've seen him throw 4 interceptions last week. What gives Steelers fans hope that they can catch the Ravens in one of these games, that they could be 3-8, but they don't save the day at the end?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, you know, number one, I watched film of the Steelers from last week, you know, and if they don't play with more intensity and passion, they got no shot, you know, to catch the Steelers. You know, they've got to play like this is your normal Steeler-Raven week. That's what they've got. You know, I mean, they put the pads back on because they were so soft. I mean, it was embarrassing watching. I mean, fundamentally, they were really poor. And that's the thing last week, the Ravens defensively, that's the best I've seen them fundamentally. The D-line was outstanding. You know, I mean, they kept their shoulders square. They got off of blocks. The defense tackled well. Their linebackers played better. I mean, the offense still struggles to run the ball. You know, Lamar, the biggest problem was Lamar threw 4 picks, and Cleveland got 3 points off of the 4 picks. That's what killed Cleveland.
You know, Vinny, you're saying that the Browns, and you've illustrated, they have trouble running the ball except for the quarterback. But when they look at the Steelers, I mean, we've seen some other teams that didn't necessarily run the ball all that well. They looked really good against Pittsburgh. Can the Ravens do the same thing?
Well, I think Lamar's going to have a big day because when I've watched the Steelers' defense, I don't see a lot of speed defensively. And I was really disappointed in the linebackers, you know, because I remember Bush coming out and stuff, and Bush's rookie year was much better. I watch him on film. He looks, you know, like hesitant. Looks like he's hurt almost. He doesn't change directions well. He's catching blocks, you know. I just think if Lamar breaks contained, if Lamar, you know, breaks away in the passing situations, I don't know that they got anybody that can catch him. I think that's where he's going to make a lot of running yards.
You know, I saw a play, and now granted it was a draw, so he had to kind of wait a little bit, but I saw a 300-pound center come 9 yards to come and get Bush. 9 yards down the field, he didn't evade, he didn't move, he didn't sweep him, he didn't do anything, Vinny. He stood there and engaged. You can't do that.
No, you got to use your athleticism. And right now, he doesn't look athletic. You know, I mean, something – and the other linebacker, you know, the kid they got from Jacksonville, I mean, he plays light. You know, he's kind of a run-around kind of guy, drag-down tackler. He's not a physical guy either. You know, and if you watch those defensive linemen up front, my gosh, they were catching blocks, getting knocked back, couldn't get off of blocks. That's why the safety's got all these tackles, you know, because the linebackers are not in play.
Isn't Patrick Queen essentially exactly what the Steelers hoped they would have had in Devin Bush?
Yeah. Well, the way Patrick Queen is playing right now, I think they had to dumb it down a little bit for him, you know, make things simpler, you know, because he's playing extremely fast right now. You know, I mean, they run blitz him, and his responsibilities are a lot less right now. He's playing extremely well right now, even though Pro Football Focus said he's not. But he's playing fast, and he's playing physical, and he's not missing as many tackles.
Why don't you tell us what you feel about Pro Football Focus, Vinny?
I, some some of them I think are good. You know, some of the stuff's pretty good. But who's, you know, who's making the evaluations? You know, because John Harbaugh, one of the writers said to him, he said, yeah, Pro Football Focus said Queen didn't play good. He said, not on the film that I watched, you know.
Yeah, I know a lot of people in Pittsburgh. Well, actually, with Pro Football Focus, if you agree with what they say, you like them, and if you don't, then you don't. But getting back to evaluating players, what do you see when you watch the Steelers with Ben Roethlisberger right now?
You know what? I see an offensive line that's not physical. I see a left tackle that can't handle speed. I think Oleh will cause him some problems, the rookie on the left side. You know, and they don't get any movement up front. They're like I call them oozers. They kind of ooze into the block instead of knock people off. You know, they don't come off flat back. You guys remember Joe Moore? I mean, when I was at Notre Dame, we had Joe Moore, who's at Pitt, who's one of, you know, the offensive line award is named after Joe. Joe had them coming off flat back, rolling their hips, you know, hitting people. These guys kind of ooze into blocks, you know, and don't knock anybody off the ball, and they don't sustain any blocks. You know, and that's a lot of Ben's problem. You know, the thing is, Lamar can scramble around and make plays. I mean, because you guys know Villanueva, you know. So that's what the Ravens left tackle is. So with Ben, I see with Ben, you know, like the play to Claypool. I mean, Ben should be smarter than that. Claypool's got Apple beat, you know, in that first series. And Ben throws back shoulder, you know, which aided Apple because he threw it right to Apple, you know, instead of throwing it down the field to Claypool. I see if Ben can get into rhythm, then he's an accurate passer. But if not, if he's got to move around and stuff, then his accuracy goes down tremendously because he doesn't move well in the pocket, and he's not very strong in the pocket like he used to be. But he can still throw it if he can throw in rhythm.
Vinny, let me ask you something off to the side. Have you seen Kenny Pickett, Pitt's quarterback, much this year?
I have not. I'm looking forward to seeing him Saturday. You know, I mean, I talk to Mel a lot, and, you know, those guys, they like him. You know, kind of looking forward to seeing what he looks like. I mean, you hear a lot of good things, and you know how everybody needs a quarterback, and a lot of teams need quarterbacks, so we'll see. I mean, I know Tim Salem on the staff over there, I've known for a long time because I worked with his dad at University of Minnesota for a few months, you know, way back when.
Vinny, tell me the story about the time Deion Sanders was at a department store in San Francisco, and he told them if they had a question about his bill to just call Carmen Policy.
Yeah, Deion was like it was Christmas time or whatever. He went to Nordstrom, had a bunch of stuff on the counter, and they asked, you know, they said, okay, Deion, it'll be whatever it was. He said, I don't pay. I'm Deion Sanders. They said, well, here's your bill. He said, call Carmen Policy.
Jeez, the gall of the
guy. Do you think it was, Dillard's Department Store in Tallahassee?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, you know what a better one was? You know, like I'm in Washington, and Deion comes into my office all panicked. I said, Deion, I said, come on, we got to get on the bus. He said, no, I can't. I said, why? He said, I don't have my chain. I said, you know, what do you mean? He said, I got to have it. I said, why? He said, you ever see Superman without his cape?
Jeez. Well, on that note, great stuff. Vinny, all the best. Enjoy the game. We appreciate it as always, and we'll talk again soon.
Yeah, and hey, just watch out for Labrosi over there. You know, he's a very good guy. Very good guy.
You're just going to leave it at that? I saw him in the hall this morning. He said to say hi.
Wanted to know what time you were on so we could listen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, well yeah, he'll be listening and critiquing, I'm sure.
Certainly, new boss.
you guys are in for a treat with Labrosi.
Perfect, new boss at KDK AM. Yes. That's for sure.
Yeah.
All right, Vinny.
And let me give a shout out to my buddy Brian Ferris, who's from Pittsburgh, and he listens to your guys' show. His son played hockey with my son, you know, and real good guy, and he's a Pitt alum.
Oh, there he is.
Good guy.
Yeah,
then, yeah.
Big week for him. That's for sure.
Yeah, big. Yeah,
how's your son doing, by the way? Are we going to see him in the Olympics soon or what?
He had surgery on his collarbone, and he just got back after 11 weeks. He played his first game yesterday, and then he plays again tonight against Madison Capitol. So he was frustrated, you know, because his expectation, he just thinks that he can start back, have two practices, play a game, and you're back to normal. told him there's a process that, you know, you got to kind of go through. So he's struggling with the process right now.
Yeah, it's always the process that's tough. But he'll get back. We know it. All right, Vin. Thanks a bunch.
You got it.
Thanks, Vin.
We'll see you. Really, really great stuff. One of the great guys, Vinny Serrato, 105.7, the fan in Baltimore.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.